Let the spirit of the Kennedys
and the magic of the Disney brothers be with you always.
Blood and Business Legacy merch, available now.
Let's run faster,
work harder,
burn brighter
before we're gone.
Order your Blood and Business Legacy merch today.
Okay, before we dive deep into who Jack and Jackie were, let's dissect their love or lack thereof. Did Jack and Jackie love each other? Did they love each other or were they in love with each other? Two different things. Or is
And was it one way at the beginning and did it change at all?
And one person in love and it wasn't reciprocated? Or were they both on the same page? Were they both masterminds?
We need to talk about the Kennedy siblings. Episode 11. Welcome to Blood and Business.
I'm Bethany.
And I'm Cassie.
Okay, now to the fun part. The potential trouble spots and issues between Jack and Jackie.
Potential?
The toxic traits. Let's take a look. Because they're so different in many ways, fours and sevens must have several strong points of attraction or else they will likely miss connecting with each other.
I know we mentioned in the Bouvier episodes that she would help kind of suss out people's intentions. And
that's true. I forgot about that.
She definitely helped him pay attention to that deeper level of emotion, motivation behind people's actions. Mm-hmm. So I bet you they talked a lot about other people. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what all their conversations were. But I definitely think that that intelligence and maybe even, I don't know how existential sevens are, but I feel like they could have had a lot of existential conversations. Because like I think that Jack really liked discovering new things and kind of mentally or intelligently exploring the world.
I agree.
Ideas, topics, new.
Yeah, ideas, thoughts, people's. It, like they probably talked about other people too, not just like gossiping, but also talking about other people's ideas and things new. That like inspired them.
Yeah.
Also, I do think that Jack probably was a bit existential because of what we know from Lem's quotes saying how Jack was always trying to figure out what the reason or the purpose in Kik's death was. Uh-huh. He had so many losses.
He was almost forced to be existential. Mm-hmm. And with his own illness, mortality.
Yeah. I feel like they had to have talked. Unless some strong passion, romantic, mental, or spiritual keeps them together, they are likely to fly apart if there are any deep disagreements or conflicts early in the relationship.
I think that they had that. Because I was trying to figure out, was their relationship passionate? I think they had a mental passion for each other.
And it was like all in their head. Each other on almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That whole dance of kind of playing that game. It was a mental game. The game. That competition and the making each other jealous and the ignoring and the like push and pull.
Mm-hmm. Was exciting for both of them.
Yes, because
and also
I
like
don't,
manipulative almost. Like it was like a mind game.
Keeping each other guessing.
Mm-hmm. Like messing with each other's emotions and it entertained them in a way and kept them close.
Yeah, and they really played that mystery
game.
It
kept them invested almost in the game that was their relationship.
Right.
Because you can almost see Jack waiting to see how Jackie responds mm-hmm. to him, like not showing up, or I even think subconsciously with the big events that he didn't show up for when she was going through her miscarriages, when he's like trying to leave her on their honeymoon. I feel like part of it was to get
to
that emotional
see
reaction.
How she
Does
would
she care?
Respond.
Yeah. It's like exciting, entertaining. Also validating, like, does she want me?
Absolutely.
Or what's she gonna, how's she gonna react to this?
Absolutely.
It was their emotional immaturity, but in the game was fun for Jack because it was new, exciting, mysterious what she was gonna do. And it was fun for Jackie because she got identity from that and mm-hmm. was able to kind of like hold it over him, her reaction.
All my previous beaux were dumber than me. Mm-hmm. Jack's actually smart and a senator.
Yeah. So it's like they both had enough invested in the relationship and got enough enjoyment out of it But it was in this weird, like, foggy, toxic
mm-hmm.
way. It wasn't a normal romantic, just, like, in love with each other.
Right. And I think that Jackie did draw a lot of self-importance and identity and unique pats on the back for herself when she could hang mentally and intelligently with Jack and play those games and compete, like, even with the categories game.
Mm-hmm.
She really liked to flex those those superpowers and talents that she had. But I think it, like it was saying, they had have to have a passionate relationship. And I'm like, really? How? But I do think it was that intelligence passion, because I don't see really any physical passion, or what did it say? Emotional depth and passion?
Romantic, mental, or spiritual.
Yeah, I don't see a spiritual or a romantic. Because I'm thinking romantic as in, like, physical, and then spiritual as in, like, this emotional depth. I don't think that they opened up to each other enough for that. I think it was really Joe and all
Rose,
in their head.
Joe Sr. and Rose, I so see that. A big spiritual.
Yes. On the same page spiritually.
Yes.
Like,
and, like, fully dedicated
big purpose.
The mission.
Yeah.
Of raising the army.
Mm-hmm.
To change
and that's
the world.
One of the only things that kept them together. And kept them tethered.
So strong and yeah. So solid. Like, they weren't going neither of them were going anywhere. But with Jack and Jackie, I think you're right. There wasn't that spiritual, like, they had the common ground of their faith of being Catholic, but it wasn't something that they, like, drew from. But mm-hmm. I do think those mental games and also the mental depth.
Because they didn't have a lot of that physical or romantic
no.
passion either.
Uh-uh. We're going to talk about this in a second, but his physical passion was so...
It's like he didn't even have passion.
No.
Physically.
It was like kick.
Yeah.
Like, they just were not
so
that into
surface
it.
Level.
Yeah, they were not... They, like, did it for the show and for, like, the frivolous fun of it moment to moment, but, like, it wasn't that great for them.
And we will talk about the details of that and why we know it wasn't so freaking passionate with Jack.
In private.
Because we have private, participants who
are pretty good eyewitnesses of
how the level of passion that wasn't there. So anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, they're likely to fly apart if there are any deep disagreements or conflicts early in the relationship, which there were lots in early in their relationship. But like Cassie said, the mental kept them in the game. Both types tend to be impulsive and to be easily frustrated with others when they are disappointed or if their life circumstances do not go as they expect.
Which is why Jackie's, like, contemplating divorce before she had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's thinking that the affairs are one thing and then they're entirely a different thing. And she's, like, very frustrated.
Yeah, this is not what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also to tack on top of that, like we said, the health aspect of Jack and what that looked like for a year and a half
mm-hmm.
was definitely an unexpected. I didn't think my life was going to look like this right now. Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
Both have high expectations for the kind of attention and quality of interactions they want from others. While fours may admire and even secretly envy the seven's resilience and high energy, they may also find themselves worn down by their fast-paced lives and what feels to fours like the seven's relentless plans and activities.
Oh,
which
my
Jackie walked around
gosh.
Looking like she had been the victim of a plane crash.
Well, literally, she said, "I was not prepared for Jack's violent independence." She was very upset by that, like, so bothered and so worn down. And
I mean, he was day two of their honeymoon. She's like, what are you talking about?
And she saw that in Rose as well. She noticed, I think it's very overwhelming for her to have a husband that is, his life is literally a roller coaster, and then have all these nine children all going and doing so much. And it's like almost Jackie was a little bit overwhelmed by it. So she's like, I can't imagine how Rose feels.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much. I don't think there's a single four in that family.
I was thinking about that earlier. I agree. Could not.
There was no room for that. Like, you couldn't be that sensitive and survive. So if if someone was supposed to be born a four, they had to divert and create, reinvent
a new
themselves.
Identity. Yeah. Fours can see sevens as too noisy, superficial, and insensitive, and occasionally coarse and insulting without realizing it. Jack definitely insulted Jackie.
Was coarse.
One or two times. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, sevens may admire and try to imitate the four's artistic flair, creativity, and appreciation of subtlety and beauty.
The Ray-Bans. The classic Jack black Ray-Bans. And those didn't come about until he was with Jackie. I think that he did really admire her identity and her use of style to create an iconic presence and an iconic figure. I definitely, well, and they mentioned that Jackie did a lot in sophisticating and
domesticating
Jack. And I was just thinking whenever I heard that, like his laundry situation, the house, like not wearing wrinkled suits and wrinkled sweaters to the Senate, but maybe it was also in just helping him be inspired to embrace
a style of his own,
his appearance. Uh-huh. And how he made people feel when they looked at him visually, mm-hmm. not just in his speeches, but to also inspire by sight, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But sevens can also see fours as hypersensitive, ineffectual.
Check, check.
Impractical.
Check.
Moody.
Check.
And self-absorbed.
Check, 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 check.
In addition, if the relationship worsens, fours usually become more withholding and hostile, sniping at the other from a safe distance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both of them are set up to be emotionally immature. Like their lifestyles and their environment, their upbringing definitely
because they were
created
so
a lot of that.
Overdeveloped in some sense, how they could create whoever they wanted to be. They could play pretend and they appreciated each other's performances in that way. But they were so underdeveloped in certain areas as well. So not just Jack was super imbalanced. We've talked about it. Jackie also, in some ways, was incredibly mature and in some ways, incredibly immature.
Yeah. Which
they had that in common.
Aids in the, I think, how they mesmerized people because it was this like so hot and cold, but it wasn't like a hot and cold relationship necessarily, but like both of them within themselves.
Yeah, their personality
and
is just.
That there's that quote last episode where you say,
the dichotomy that was Jackie.
Yeah, she would be like such a child and so shy and playful, but then also say something so wise and intelligent that you were like, wait, what? Not only were they both like charismatic and fun to be around, and they were both had that wit to them and that creativity, that intelligence that was fun to watch, but it was also like a bit shocking for, I think, both of them in different ways. I think Jack shocked people with his depth in some, because I think there are also those private conversations where people are like,
yeah.
Nobody knew who Jack actually was. Like in different settings, he was a different person. And that kept people watching and guessing. And then Jackie was the same way.
They were both like shapeshifter chameleons.
Yeah.
Because they learned in their childhood how to purposefully create and choose what people saw of them and how people perceived them. And they just
used
learned
it to their advantage.
Right, exactly. They learned the ability to keep their finger on that and just change at any moment. I mean, I think everyone changes a little bit depending on who they're around and different relationships. I don't act the same around my mom as I act around my husband Mac, as I act around Bethany. But oftentimes I'm much more relaxed and just myself. And they were both on their toes all the time.
Which must have been exhausting.
Yep.
Exhausting. But I think too that's where Jackie, after Jack dies, where she kind of finally just decides. I'm gonna fully.
It's not even a deciding thing.
She like lets go. She's still not herself and she still doesn't feel safe, but she
has no other choice but to just completely let go. Mm-hmm. And she goes a bit crazy.
Someone else take the reins on my life. Uh-huh. Sevens become more impatient, abrasive, and can be verbally abusive.
Hope not.
Yeah, I also hope not. And I kind of don't think so.
It didn't seem like it. It was a lot more of a neglect, I think.
Agreed. Yeah, like it maybe
been
it wasn't
an assault.
Like maybe that's in more passionate, you know, this hot right. and cold, like extremely up
romantic
and
relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where it's like this very toxic.
It's like they almost didn't have
makeup kind of a thing.
They didn't have enough of each other to even be able to do that.
Agreed. Which I think that's why Jackie was able to stay in it, because
Jack she had enough of herself.
Mm-hmm. Jack right. didn't have enough of her heart to like fully crush
her. Mm-hmm.
She was still in control of.
It was still mostly a practical partnership. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely proof of Joe Sr. being aggressive and
mm-hmm. yeah,
very alarming and abrasive.
Well, and rude
to Rose.
Yeah,
like
to Rose too. In
rude,
front of people.
But I don't know, verbally
if,
abusive.
If you don't start freaking having sex with me, I'm going to tell the priest on you.
Yeah, and to Gloria
that wasn't
Swanson.
Part of our vows. Like he. He
like going off on Gloria Swanson with the whole Rosemary thing.
Yeah, I don't think he was like physically abusive, and I don't even know if he was emotionally abusive, but he definitely wasn't afraid to hurt people's feelings or say things in front of
in
other people to
and
to embarrass them.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knew he was hurting people.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was like to the level of emotional abuse. I feel like the neglect and emotional detachment was more of the thing with him as well.
Agreed. I think both of Jack and him.
Just straight up ignoring things that they knew would be hurtful.
Mm-hmm. And almost like telling the other person that, like kind of putting them in their place, you're not as much of a priority as you think that you are. Like I feel like that was the biggest hurt in the neglecting Jackie was that I care about
sad.
You so little that I'm not even going to come to your bedside when you're undergoing major surgery for our child. You know, like that would be the most hurtful thing, that like you care about me so little, or
yeah.
I'm such a little priority, or you know,
it's
like you're so fine
not,
without me.
Yeah. My pain is not affecting you.
Yeah. Which I think that it was, but he was such an escapist, like
detached
wouldn't
person.
Look at his own pain. Yeah. Could not even face his own pain and misery. He just stayed on the go so
well,
much
and
so that he never had to face it.
It's a good point, because I'm so sad about that and I judge Jack for that so much. But when you've gone through the journey of the last 9 episodes with us and you've heard about what he went through and how much trauma upon trauma upon trauma, and it never ended and he could never catch a breath, what human wouldn't...
Plus he's dying
what,
while going through all this?
Yes, what human wouldn't... As a necessity, detach.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can only endure so much pain, and at a certain point,
and I think it was
you have to choose to not allow it to touch or affect you. And if it doesn't touch or affect you, how can you respond?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so simple.
I mean, you even see it play out in.
Because he
an interaction so little as the Red Fae feels the same way to me, like putting the
yeah,
needle. He was even detached within all of the medical trauma and things that he had to go through. And you see it in the letters, too, when he's a kid writing to Lem. They freaking shoved an iron pole up my butt. And so the whole freaking hospital could come take a look at it. Like he had to like
forgot about that entire
even detached from that. He's all alone as a kid in the hospital. They're telling him they're going to cut out his freaking stomach and he might be dying. Like,
yeah.
Nobody has any idea. He's just like this scientific experiment happening.
He told Lem.
He has to laugh at it.
I came into the hospital with these certain levels. This is what I'm at right now. And in 10% more, you die. You're dead.
Yeah.
So he just had
to survive. He had to emotionally, mentally. There had to be some sort of protection there or he wouldn't have survived. Yeah,
he wouldn't
have accomplished anything.
No. Mm-hmm.
And it also protected his like self-identity. And I think that the affairs and just the promiscuity, even like before marriage, that was a little bit of a layer of like armor as well, where he told himself like, okay, I'm a normal person. Like, I'm fine. I'm having fun, right? Like, isn't
mm-hmm.
this fun? This is great.
Yep.
He was like trying to lie to himself to convince himself, like, I'm not absolutely miserable and
absolutely.
In pain 24/7.
Well, and I was going to say, even comparing him to Bobby, because I think we see that Bobby showed up at Jackie's bedside when Jack didn't in that one example right there. And we're like, oh my gosh, Bobby's so much better than Jack. And Bobby did go through a lot, but he didn't go through as much as Jack did.
Correct.
He didn't have to detach like Jack did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little bit of an unfair
comparison.
And why do I want to literally ball? Like, that's just so... It's just a little bit unfair. Like, I don't know.
Like, to hold Jack to those standards? Yeah. Like that to just look at all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to look at the events and just compare. Well, you didn't act like your brother did, so you're not as good of a person. And it's like, well, my brother didn't have to go through what I went through. He didn't feel what I felt.
I know. And expecting Jack to not have been affected.
And to not be a human, literally.
Like, feeble, you should have...
fallible human.
Gone through all of that and still been... amazing. Like, that's just
still impossible. Been healthy. Yeah. You need to go through all have this abuse, no toxic traits, and trauma and be healthy. And it's like, dude,
I can only do so much.
Well, I can only do so much. And it's freaking 1953. Like, yeah, we don't even know what's happening. We're just trying to, I'm just trying to be the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we just look at, well, I wouldn't do that. Well, that's not right. And it's not right. But we also didn't go through what Jack went through, and we don't know what his mind looked like after all of that.
Mm-hmm.
After losing his big brother, after losing his best friend, after losing Rosemary, after literally being on death's door and being poked and prodded and told, dude, you're going to be nothing. You're never going to be anything. And being alone at such a young age and then having your mom emotionally neglect you and, you know, in her own efforts, she thought that it was the best for him. But in some ways, she knew, I'm taking care of Rosemary because I have to, and Jack is getting the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. I know he is. And Bobby had such a sweet, tender relationship with his mother that was very emotional and was very warm and close and connected that Jack did not get access to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not fair
mm-hmm.
to compare the two.
But in the same way, us judging Jackie in the Bouvier episodes about how she reacted to
mm-hmm.
Jack's assassination literally happening to her right before her eyes, and she's already on this insane roller coaster. Like, she already cannot catch her breath, and then this happens, and
she feels like she needs Onassis.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it is like, what it is.
It's a practical partnership.
And like Lee said,
safety.
She needed him more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee knew it. And that was her sister and the closest person that would have known what was going on in Jackie's mind.
And Jackie's childhood compared to Ethel's, because we also have compared them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if on the... yeah. Podcast or
yeah, she because the only one who had gone before Jackie was Ethel, and Jackie was no Ethel.
Jackie was no Ethel. But how they react to their husbands being assassinated?
Oh, I don't think we did that.
Such similar circumstances, but even within such similar circumstances, they didn't have the same upbringing.
They weren't the same people.
They were not the same people. They did not have the same personalities.
Mm-mm.
They did not have. I mean, Ethel, even just in the children aspect of it. Ethel had teenagers to rely on as well. Like, also, she still had a big family.
Well, look at who they are just even before the trauma.
Yeah.
Jackie wasn't a mom of 11 children. She would have never signed up for that. She wasn't that mom. She was a mom of two, clean, well-behaved, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was what she wanted, and that was what she could handle. Mm-hmm. And Ethel was just built differently because she had grown up differently, and she was a different person. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my gosh, I just kind of forgot about
how much Jack has gone through. I know it's hard to even in.
I just know for a fact I have no clue,
like what that must feel like. What that must be exactly. You still don't get it.
No,
that's what I'm saying. We're still so detached from it's. Like hearing the news, you can know this is happening.
Just a list of events and symptoms.
Yeah, you're not feeling it like if it were
happening to you.
Happening to you or happening to your sibling, happening to someone that you care deeply about if you think about it in those.
And how close they were, how emotionally bonded he was to Jack and Kick, or sorry, Joe Jr. and Kick. And even Rosemary, those are like very foundational experiences with your sibling, and then she just disappears. And then
I mean,
you
a
lose
lot of his
ones.
Identity as a kid was protecting Rosemary. A lot right. of his time was spent with his siblings, with yeah. those four, with those three, other three.
And you just don't know whenever you lose the only deep emotional connections that you've got, because you don't have it with your dad and you didn't get it with your mom. So all you had was those deep emotions with your siblings. Those were your outlets, like for being a human mm-hmm. and for feeling like yourself. And then you lose all of them. And like, how can you even be yourself? Like, how can you?
Yeah, you have to
be a holy person.
Be like, protected.
You just yourself. Wouldn't be yourself anymore. You would just attach. Mm-hmm.
Even from just exhaustion and...
like, what
I think
is
there's
there
something
left?
That happens like mentally too when you are in such a state of survival and then such a state of grief where it is this subconscious turning off of... like, that is so painful. I mean, it's why people detach in the first place. That you just can't live in the full emotion. If you fully allowed yourself to feel everything that had happened,
it would crush you.
Yeah. You would be a shell of a person. You would go to a mental institution. Like, you would not be able to handle it. So what do? You allow it to crush you, or you protect yourself and
you cut it off
the way you know how, and be, like you said, as good of a person. Do as good as much as you possibly can and know how to do, he did.
And that brings us to the sexual behaviors, the
promiscuity
and the way in which he like was not healthy. Historians point out that there are many, many critics and many people who want to point at Jack's promiscuity and his behavior with women and say, well, he was a narcissist and it was just a self-assertion and he was using other people to basically get a high or whatever. But that actually, instead of a self-assertion, it was a search for self.
Yeah.
An existential poke on the arm to, or pinch himself to feel something. And especially after losing his siblings, I hadn't thought about just the simple fact that those were the only people in the entire world that he was able to be vulnerable and emotional and soft and feel things around, and losing every single one of them and not having that in his mom or his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get any of that from either of them. It's just so much. Like, I don't know. It's just such a big loss.
I think, too, it was his way of not being the victim and making lemonade out of lemons, because he was like, this is the hand I've been dealt. What do I do with these cards?
Yeah.
Like, and if the fact is that this is where my life has gotten me, mm-hmm. or this is where I am. And I can either, like we talked about, I think in last episode or last KFM, or maybe it was the Welcome to Act Two. But you have a decision when all of that happens. Every time that you are like fully knocked down, brought to your knees in life, you have a decision to, for him, it was like fully escape, fully go to his fun seven, yeah. become Gatsby and just party, drink your life away.
Detach in that way.
Or to pull up your bootstraps.
Detach in a more productive way.
Yeah. I'm going to go like full steam ahead into this goal, fix my eyes on the prize, and pour everything that I have left into this, because I have to focus on something. I'm either going to focus on fun, or I'm going to focus on this mission of becoming president and filling my brother's shoes.
Or but the third was just to allow his illnesses to kill him.
Yeah.
And just to give up.
To
and
just, yeah, lay down submit. And die.
Mm-hmm. Lay down and die. But with the sexual behavior and the promiscuity, I think that once he had been forced to detach emotionally, then yeah, you are a human and he is just trying to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so lonely. And when we talk about his affairs, we'll talk about personal stories from women who did have affairs with him and had those intimate moments with him. And it, whenever you first hear about it, it is so bizarre. And you're like, dude, what is wrong with you?
This
like,
is that alarming. Is alarming.
Freaking weird. But now looking at it, it's like, dude, it wasn't about sex at all. And the weird things that they mention make total sense. And it's so sad. And it's so, he was lonely mm-hmm. as president. He was so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that he would have chosen to get vulnerable and get close to Jackie, because I think that she would have responded to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she would have been a really safe person and would have been like,
the best thing for him?
Yeah, the best thing for him. Such a life-giving relationship and a safe spot for him in such a traumatic... Well, his whole life was traumatic.
And I think that they were on that
in
path.
Such a stressful moment. Yes, and I do... You're right. I think
that it took them a long time to get there, but I do think that...
They slowly realized that each other was safe.
Mm-hmm. That, okay, we are on the same team. We can...
Love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely.
Respect and love and, are safe with each other.
Well, I didn't expect you to ball in KFM11. This really is an investigation because it I came really into this not thinking that I was going to be thinking this about either one of them.
I know. Agreed.
Leave it to the Kennedys to really just sucker punch you in the face. Uppercut to the jaw when you aren't expecting it. I didn't even read new information. I'm just talking.
Processing it.
You're just processing the information and realizing.
What has happened in the past?
What have I done? Realizing the error in myself and like my miscalculation.
Like your flaws in judging mm-hmm. them and the events. Yeah. And that's going back to last episode where we talk about how Rose and Joe didn't bother with correcting people's assumptions and judgments and lies about what happened with Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Even people who are like trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like we just don't give people, even when we're trying to give people
exactly.
grace and the benefit of the doubt, like we still
we
are
have
not.
No idea.
We have no idea what anyone has gone through, why they are the way that they are.
And it
because
sounds
they are that way for a freaking reason.
Yeah, it sounds so cliche, but
it's so
until
true.
And the whole until you've walked a mile in another person's shoes, until you've walked 11 episodes in someone else's shoes, you still don't realize.
Which is really like what 27 or like that.
Yeah,
27.
It's not a mile. You got to go way farther than a mile to even
really
get a glimpse
see.
Of someone else's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I could literally just, if I let myself, I could really just go up to my room and just bawl and sob.
You're so sad.
It's so sad. It hits
it's
me all
so
the time.
Much. It's so much.
I'm just
so
like
much.
Looking at a photo of them and I just have to think about it for a second. And
how do you even persist? How do you even move forward? You have to keep going. That's why he
most
never slowed down.
Most people wouldn't.
Most people would not.
Most people wouldn't. And that's exactly, you're right. That's why he was so fast paced. And we're like, how do they get all this energy? How do these people do it?
They were running from life.
They were running from something.
Yeah.
Like they were. There was something at their heels and they had to
keep
going.
Trucking.
Keep
yeah. Could not slow down pace. To think about it. They also, there are so many times in my life where I... In hindsight, get scared for for my past self.
Oh.
You know, where you're like, how did I make it through that?
Yeah.
Or how was I not absolutely paralyzed by fear?
Because in the moment, you're not able to acknowledge
you're just
that.
Going.
Or
you're
else you, your mind knows if I process and acknowledge that, then I will sit down and die. Mm-hmm. I will sit down and curl up in the fetal position.
Yeah.
And I've got to keep going, so I'm not going to think about it.
And I'm sure that's how a lot of people feel in different scenarios where you just can't even believe that, like, okay, wow, did I make it through that alive and how and with my sanity and who am I now? But especially with, like, vets, I can't imagine veterans, mm-hmm. the trauma of the trauma where you're, like, able to slow down and you're, like, re-traumatized by all your experiences. Like, did I literally just live through that because I didn't process any of it while I was going mm-hmm. through it? Yeah,
I it's can't like it's like a train moving behind you, and you're running, 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 and then you sit down, and it all just crashes straight into you.
Yeah, and that's I think where Jackie was after
Jack was gone.
Yeah, she was like, "Wow, I'm literally being pulverized by everything that just happened. My whole entire freaking life," and
she was left alone.
Yeah.
She had these like two kids that were needing to be taken care of, and all she could do was be terrified. Like, she was just terrified.
Terrified. Yeah, and there was still like an urgency because she had kids. Like, there was, life was still.
So all she could do, she knew that she couldn't muster it herself. So she just had to pull in that rescuer lifeline.
Mm-hmm. So do we even want to do the conspiracy?
Or do we just want to cry and leave it at that?
Okay, let's dissect their love or lack thereof. Did Jack and Jackie love each other? Did they love each other, or were they in love with each other? Two different things. Or is
and it? Was it one way at the beginning, and did it change at all?
And did it was shift? One person in love and it wasn't reciprocated, or was were they both on the same page? Were they both masterminds? There seem to be three camps.
Okay.
On the internet.
Okay.
Absolute fangirls of Jack and Jackie and their love story. Yeah. Tumblr for days.
People who are fine with fooling themselves.
Yep. Who are just here for the story, for the love, for the feels. The second camp, where they absolutely villainized the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
He never loved her. He was having affairs the whole time. She was young and dumb and didn't really like know what she was getting into.
So they villainized Jack.
And Jackie.
And don't give Jackie credit. They victimized her.
Okay, victimize. Victimize and villainize Jack and Jackie.
Yeah.
But I also see villainizing Jackie in that.
Oh, I do too.
She was swindling him for the money.
Yeah. So
one
that's
for
like
the money, two that- for the show. Which maybe
where's the light? There is a theory of a villain situation.
Mm-hmm.
A
they were both only just sucking, just absolutely
career
taking.
Partnership.
And then the third, more realistic approach, and realize that neither are villains or victims in the story, that they both were had kind of made a little sheet in their, or a little pros and cons list in their mind, and they both decided it can be a practical pairing, but do we have fun together? Yes. And is there a bit of romance? Yes.
And a bit of respect as well. I think that Jack definitely neglected her. I think that he definitely didn't give her as much respect as she deserved, obviously. But I think, like with all behaviors, his choices were a reflection of where he was at. And he did see a lot in Jackie. He did respect a lot about her. He just was still Jack in the relationship.
Correct.
And so though he thought she was freaking intelligent and mysterious and had wonderful ideas and was such a cultured, beautiful person with a lot of value, he also had a certain way of life that he was using to survive. And she was a victim of his trauma because of his habits that he picked up from that. And Jack was, you know, dealing with the things that Jackie was using to cope with, and her kind of aloofness and coldness and her shopping and her manipulations and
games.
Right. But it wasn't that they, like you said, it wasn't that they were both villains, and it wasn't that they were both victims. They were just both
broken people in a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So did they love each other?
I definitely do not think that they were in love when they got married.
Agreed.
I think that they both, however, did have the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Both set out and set into this relationship, like signed up for this relationship with goals in mind. And were committed to that.
Yes. And I agree with you that they were engaged in the decision of each other. I don't think, because Evelyn Lincoln said,
there was no love.
There was no love there. I think that Joe Kennedy convinced her. I don't think Joe Kennedy had to convince her. I think that Jackie chose Jack. I think that Jack chose Jackie. I think that they saw and they each other enough to cling to and enough of what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And they saw so much potential in each other for mutual respect and for
a great life together.
And a great life together, yes.
Yeah, I think that they... I don't think that either of them were after love. I think they both wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And would have liked it. I think they were both resigned to the fact that they were not going to get that in life.
I think that they thought that if they didn't get it, they'd be fine.
Yes.
But that it could come softly.
Yes.
And if they do, then that's great. But that wasn't their number one goal.
That was not the goal. They were not marrying each other because they were in love.
Or because they wanted to feel good in that isolated relationship.
I think they
wanted to feel good about who they were and their life.
As individual people. I think they were both individualists.
Married more to themselves.
More to themselves, to their lifestyle, to what they were going to accomplish, mm-hmm. have fun with, do, be seen as. Yeah. That was their bigger priority. There's so much proof of that. I don't even think that anyone could convince me otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they both, in moments, would look at each other because they were both very observant and would watch each other. And in moments, I think were mesmerized by each other and thought, am I in love right now?
Yeah.
I don't think they were fully convinced that they were in love, though. I think that they were honest enough with themselves to know that they weren't when they got married, but they also had enough faith and trust in each other that they were like on the same page mm-hmm. and wanted the same things.
And I do think that they knew each other well enough to know what they were signing up for. I think that, yes, the experience of actually being married to JFK was a little bit of a surprise for Jackie, but I feel like she knew the sense of what she was getting.
Yes.
And she did know who Jack was prior.
In a nutshell.
And Jack knew who Jackie was. They knew who they were marrying and they chose each other.
Yes. And I think that there's so much proof for the fact that they were not in love that they were both okay with that. They were both choosing that. Uh-huh. Neither of them were victims. Neither of them were supervillains. It's not like they were like baiting and switching each other.
I think
that Jackie did that a little bit with like the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that he knew Jackie enough to know that like she would want to be married to me anyway. So we'll just talk about that later.
Yeah, and I don't think that he even wanted to like deal with it within himself. He was just like constantly, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, you know?
Right, but I think that they both had done the work on themselves and in their own life to know what kind of life and what kind of person they wanted to be. And so knowing that information, they were able to make an accurate decision about who they wanted to be with because they knew themselves so well.
Agreed. I also think, though, like you said, I think that they both thought that there was potential there to fall in love and mm-hmm. to have that
appreciation for each other.
Yeah. But I think that they...
Well, I guess, no, never mind. You're saying, yes, I think that it was the potential to be more passionate and deep and love each other. They already did appreciate each other
at the beginning. They already did appreciate each other. They admired each other. They had fun with each other. And they just figured, A, I'm either never going to have that and it's just not in me.
Mm-hmm.
For Jackie, that's literally what it was. For Jackie, I think it was men just aren't wired that way. Like that just doesn't exist.
Basically, I would want more quality than is even possible in a man because that's what her experiences had taught her.
Yeah. And there are plenty of quotes to back that up. And I think that both of them were on a track to be truly, deeply submitted and in love with each other mm-hmm. when Jack died. I think that there are letters where statements that Jackie has made that was basically like she was more in love with Jack and like they were in a better place in their relationship when he died.
Like, a lot more comfortable with each other, a lot more like family, like truly
bonded
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and
reliant on each other because early in their marriage, which Jack was like pretty set in stone with who he was, Jackie was pretty set in stone in what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also kind of like made them more individualists in the beginning of their marriage and more like just like stubborn and set in their ways. But after a decade of living together and having two kids together and just so many different seasons of life that they had lived. Just, they like kind of had worn each other down and were more
okay. Realized they had kind of proven to each other, you're not going anywhere and I'm not going anywhere either. Okay, I guess it's okay to like show more of myself and let my guard down more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Jackie had commented that Jack was terrified to show him his full self. And
she was patient enough with him.
Yes.
Even in all of the hurt, I think she understood it. Yeah, she understood the self-preservation.
Yeah.
She understood.
And his upbringing. She looked at Rose, his mom, and saw how she was. Mm-hmm. And
that didn't make it any less painful.
But it made it less personal.
And it made it more sustainable.
It made it more about Jack and not about, well, he doesn't love me.
Mm-hmm.
She understood.
And I'm not appreciated. Yeah. I'm the special broken one.
She understood that it wasn't about her. It was about Jack. Would I want to be in their relationship? Would I be satisfied with that? Absolutely not. Do not sign me up for cardio. But are there things to admire? Are there things to romanticize about their relationship and to appreciate? For sure.
Why, of course.
I'd be okay with that. You would?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't do what Jackie did. I would go fully into my other relationships. Like, I would go fully into my sister relationships and fill my time to the brink when Jack was not around or whenever my husband was not around. I wouldn't be sitting there redecorating the freaking house and be lonely like that.
Yeah.
I would just run away from it. As busy as he was, I would also be. That's the only way I'd freaking cope. I'm going to cry, Bethany. So sad. And I am already
on the verge. I love it. I think it's great that they chose each other.
Now that you're freaking pushing me, I've already cried and I'm already okay, teetering.
Sorry. Well, I have surprised myself with how okay I am with their relationship. Like, I thought that I was going to think it was so stupid.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I was judging
you
Jackie.
Did, yeah, first
I did
of all.
Think it was so stupid. That Jackie.
After the Bouvier episodes, before the Kennedy episodes, yeah.
Oh, why would Jackie, with all of the red flags, all the warning signs, people literally telling her, coming out of the woodwork to tell her, don't freaking do this. He's going to cheat on you.
Literally, I think we said in the episode there were 3 recorded instances. No. There were four.
Recorded instances where
different people.
People who were extremely close, like very reliable sources, said, for sure he's going to cheat on you over and over and over again. And he will not stop.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay.
I believe I have the coping skills in place to handle someone, to deal with someone like Jack. Okay.
Well, if you think so, which, I mean, was she wrong? But I was going into it judging Jackie, being like, what in the crud were you doing? She fully knew and mm-hmm. was fully okay with that. I respect it. Jack was like the same thing with Lem. She's a full-grown freaking woman. She can make her own dang decisions.
She wants to be in my life. She wants to deal with whatever I've got to hand.
I'm not going to be the one to freaking stop her or tell her how to live her life. She has full agency.
Uh-huh.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Like, neither of them, like I said, were bait and switching each other. They both fully came into their relationship. Jackie, an actual princess. He knew that. He knew mm-hmm. how she was.
Yeah.
Jack, fully balls to the wall, gung-ho, going on trips while they're engaged without her, with other girls. Like, they both knew.
Yeah.
So I think
there was more there than I thought that there was. I think that they had deeper conversations and more
care.
Yeah, and more interaction, more communication, more
agreed.
More chemistry than I initially thought. After reading it through Jack's perspective.
Agreed. I also thought, well, first I thought, this is so stupid.
Again.
And then I thought, wow, Jackie, what in the crud did you sign yourself up for? Like, uh-huh. why would you do that? And then I was like, wow, Jack for sure didn't even love her. He was just like, sure, you want to be my wife so that I can become president?
Uh-huh.
And was thinking that it was more in to justify the means.
Right.
And Jackie was the means.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I do have a better, well-rounded picture of what actually happened.
Yeah.
And that they were actually just people,
uh-huh.
two broken people.
Who honestly were just behaving like a typical upper-class couple.
Yes, they're not.
They choose the right potential partner for the role. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they both were that for each other.
Were they both super immature emotionally and hurt each other a ton and also gave each other what each other wanted. Yes.
But the thing is, they were going to do that to anyone they got in a relationship with. Look at Lee and Michael Canfield.
Look at Lee and Radswell even.
Get more money, Michael. And I can have an affair, but you can't, Stosh. It's just, they were products of their environment. They grew up in Southampton, New York, and in New York City, and in Boston, Cambridge.
Raised by nannies, and were modeled horrible.
They imbalanced and not fully developed.
Had no proper example or model of a respectful, fully invested relationship. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, no one is, but they grew up in such extreme environments that their development was extremely unbalanced.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that either of them would
do it over or choose differently. Agreed. Absolutely not. Definitely think that. And I think that they would have only wanted to be married to each other.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
I think at the end, they wanted to be sitting in that car next to each other. Uh-huh. Okay, I have to be done because I will literally burst. I can't go on.
You made me cry. I was fine until just now. They would have just stood in the car next to each other. Okay, well, when you put it like that, thank you, Cassie, for destroying us.
Welcome to my mind. Would you like to leave
and
now?
How can I twist the knife a little bit more?
Okay. Well, thanks. Would we have ever thought that we were going to cry over Jack and Jackie's relationship? Absolutely not. But my gosh. And I think that I just so appreciate her willingness to allow Jack to be Jack and Jack's willingness to allow Jackie to be Jackie.
That is my favorite thing about the Kennedys. I think that we talked about this earlier on in the season because it's something that I also admire about the Kardashians, that they allow each other to just be themselves. They do not try to make each other more palatable or make each other more toned down or make each other what they think that the world wants to see from them.
Or nag and nag and nag and nag and nag. Yeah. When they need to be heard, they bring in the congressman and Ben Bradley and lay out the receipts. But it's not,
for the most part,
constant just nitpicking
I
up
wish
these little things.
I wish you were someone else. Yeah.
It's just big picture. You need to stop spending that much money. Okay, cool. It's not, I wish you weren't so freaking emotional. I wish you
weren't so vain. I wish you weren't such a princess.
Yeah.
It's like they fully accepted each other for who they were. Everyone. All of the Kennedys. All of the Kardashians. It's so cool.
And what more could you really want?
Than to just be accepted and loved for who you are.
To be seen. And then to be accepted. And then to be loved.
This has been The Kennedy Siblings, episode 11.
Thank you all for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please give us a review on Apple, rate us on Spotify, and share Blood and Business with a friend or a sibling. If you'd like to support the show, the best way is to become a patron of Blood and Business. You will get bonus content every month, including a monthly bonus episode, interactive main episodes, and behind-the-scenes footage.
To keep up with us day to day, you can follow us at Blood and Business on Instagram and TikTok. You can find the link for Instagram, TikTok, and Patreon in the show notes below. Thank you so much for the support, and we will see you back here next week for your regularly scheduled programming on
Blood and Business.
Act 2 is going to be a trip, an emotional trip.
Yeah, because I thought that I was prepared enough for this emotionally because we talked about it in the Bouvier episodes, you know? We've already been through this. No, not at all. Absolutely not. No.
God, no, we just need to sit here for the rest of the day.
Oh my gosh. No, I need to go detach. I need to go freaking do something else. Yeah. Watch something else. Change my clothes. Wash my face. And
cleanse thyself of thy sins.
Exactly.
How did we end up talking in the first place? You said you liked